we see the power of his almost spiritual approach to nature. But John Muir missed something, and as a result, California environmentalism missed something. And that was that the native way of living in harmony with the habitat was to create a habitat, was to create sustainable environments that would allow people to live comfortably, essentially indefinitely. Muir's Yosemite that he so deeply loved, he never understood that it was the Indians that were there, the Indians that he dismissed as being worthless. They were the ones that created the very habitat that so profoundly spiritually moved him.